Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing why. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. It's just you and me. I've got we're working on getting Sean Worthington on the show. We're having a little technical difficulty getting that worked out, but we're working on it. In the meantime, you and I are going to continue to march because I want to talk about cryptocurrency. Folks, this is something that's going to be in your future. I don't know to what degree it's going to be in your future or mine, but it is in our future, and it's something that I've been telling you about for a long time. I started telling you about cryptocurrency in a way about almost 4 years ago in my predictions. I think it was in the 2016 predictions in January of that year that I started telling you to start paying attention to a technology called blockchain. In other words, long before I told you about Bitcoin, long before I discussed Bitcoin to any great degree, I was telling you about the underlying technology of Bitcoin. I could tell that blockchain was going to wind up being a bigger deal in its own right than Bitcoin. And that's kind of what's happened. There are no major conferences around the world for Bitcoin. A lot of people talking about it, but there are major conferences almost every week around the world on blockchain. Blockchain is the underlying technology, the distributed ledger technology that underlies Bitcoin. But now, as you've heard me say before, and as we've been reporting with some of our various Brain Trust members, now is much bigger than blockchain. Than Bitcoin, the cryptocurrency. And in the meantime, we have a lot of other kinds of cryptocurrencies out there, and it looks like Sean yet. All right. So it looks with the new currency cryptocurrencies, there are about 2,000 of them now, by the way, most of which are based on some kind of a blockchain format. I have learned in the past year or so that the blockchain method that Bitcoin works with, the technology that it works with, is one type, and then there's a variation of that on Ethereum, which is currently the number two type of cryptocurrency, Ethereum. And Ethereum has its own blockchain method, and I'm not sure about all the others. I know that Sean Worthington's cryptocurrency, his cloud coin, which he created, I know that it does not work off of blockchain. It works off of a cloud-based technology. And this is why when I talk about the way we'll deal with trust in the future going forward, the way we'll manage technology that we can trust, digital leverage, when we use digital leverage, the way we'll manage that in a way that we can trust it, which we currently can't. We currently have no method of trusting digital leverage. It just isn't possible because there's no method to install trust on an algorithm, really. At least I don't trust the algorithms that Facebook makes or that Amazon makes or that Google makes. Do you trust them? I don't. So until we have that, We're gonna all be anxious about technology, but in the future, the way to solve that, the way to ease some of that anxiety, and to create the ability to have ethics and to have trust in our digital leverage, is going to be on what I call a blockchain type technology. Some variation of a distributed ledger type of in my opinion, Sean may, he's probably arguing with me a little bit, but even when I say blockchain type technology, I'm including his cloud technology that he uses for his currency. I don't care. I personally don't care what the technology looks like, as long as it's something that will help us hold digital fear and digital greed in equilibrium. That's the key. We got to get to a point with digital fear and greed being so powerful, once it breaches equilibrium, we've got a lot of trouble. With all that, if we can't hold it in equilibrium with some kind of digital trust, then we got trouble. And that's the reason why that I keep talking about this. I got to take a quick break. It's 20 till. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.